Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Before we get to Pete Najarian, who is waiting on hold very patiently, and I am so appreciative of him joining us here on the WCCO Morning News, I did want to get to a couple of text messages, and I am so happy that I brought back the National Nut Day discussion. I talked to Steve Simpson from the newsroom, my coworker and comrade in there, two times during the show to just give our takes and our thoughts, and I just wanted to read a couple. One person chimes in to say pistachios are best. I agree. The shell and salt and pepper ones. Another person says, and this is why I had to enter back in with this, because this honestly blew my mind this morning. Someone saying peanuts are legumes, not nuts. And I was 2 years old when I learned that that's true. So I think that texter who, with a couple exclamation points, wanted to inform me that a peanut is actually a legume. So National Nut Day thoughts. And that's why we have those things. And with that, totally normal, smooth transition to Pete Najarian. I could ask you if you have a ranking or any thoughts on National Nut Day, apparently, but you weren't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that. You know, I got to tell you, I'm not really sure. I guess pistachios? I don't know.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, I am not passionate about this by any means, but it really piqued my interest this morning.
Yeah.
So, Pete, more importantly, I wanted to ask about this headline that I saw that the Federal Reserve has a new policy banning policymakers from owning individual stocks. What is the significance of that, and where does that come from?
Yeah, I think the biggest issue is this. I think we see a lot of people go into public office. We know how much they're getting paid. And somehow when they walk away from public office, they have millions of dollars. And I think a lot of people are asking questions. How did this happen? And I think a lot of the time it's just by fortune and luck and whatever. But there are other times where there's at least the appearance of potentially being involved in the stock market, and maybe some of the decisions that are made are helping some of those moves. And they just want to completely make that look much more transparent, and that's not something that's going on. So I think it's probably a really smart move that they're trying to get this to look a lot cleaner, because it doesn't. And there's a lot of folks that, if you look across the markets, Sloan, you'll see a lot of different politicians who have done very, very, very well in the markets. And it just makes people a little bit skeptical. So I think it's a really smart move. Oftentimes, giving them the opportunity to have ETFs, exchange-traded funds, where there's multiple stocks within a specific entity, that's a little bit different. And a lot of the time, people are a little bit more comfortable with public servants and others being in that type of a product. But being in an individual name and then maybe having some sort of laws that are being passed or something, that just doesn't look good. So I think this is a very smart move.
Now, I just want to be totally clear about this, Pete. Does this mean, like, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, for example, he actually makes $500,000 a year from coal stocks dividends? Is this kind of rule something that could affect that, especially when you look at Manchin's voting record and his support of energy in that state?
It certainly could. I think that's a great example. And there are multiple examples across the whole country, to be honest with you, that people do have questions about. So I think it's something that I think if they want to be public servants, that's fantastic. And we want that. We want intelligent people there. But at the same time, we don't want folks in office that are being influenced by the markets themselves. And there are ways in which they actually, even if they were in the stock market, there are ways that they can put this in a private trust type of a setup, and they can set things up so it doesn't look nearly as bad as it sometimes can look. And I'm not saying they're even doing anything wrong, but there is the appearance that sometimes things just don't look right. And,
yes.
And that's something that we need to move away from.
All right. I got about 30 seconds left for you, Pete. Sure. I'm sorry, the nut discussion cut into this discussion. And that is, I just want to get your thoughts in our last 30 seconds about the Gophers and playing against Maryland. I think that's a winnable opportunity.
It is. The Gophers played very, very well against Nebraska last week. I was very proud of what they did, but I think this is just another week. And Maryland has a lot of talented players. They have a record very similar to us with 4-2. So they I think, are going to be a very big challenge, bigger than people think. I think think we're going to walk in and win. I don't know if that's the case.
All right, Pete Najarian, thanks so much for breaking it down for us.
Absolutely. Take care, Sloan.
All right, have a good weekend. We're going to have traffic and weather, then news to wrap things up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.